Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mr. Richard Penniman bringing us back, otherwise known as Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Kristen Zhivago, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. She is the author of Roadmap to Revenue, How to Sell the Way Your Customers Want to Buy. Folks, listen to that. Read this book and pay attention to what Kristen says. You'll be smarter and wealthier when you do. Kristen, thanks again for being here. I need your website again, please.
ZhivagoPartners.com.
That's Zhivago with a Z-H in the front, so check that out.
Yep.
And look at all the resources she has there, audio, video, a bunch of other stuff, and of course, I'm sure a link to the book. Kristen, we're talking about digital transformation. In the previous segment, you explained to us what that means. And you said that it's essentially almost every way you go about business. When you're communicating with people, when you're trying to understand your business, there's some kind of digital technology associated with that. And more of us are doing that. More and more of us are transferring. Well, for one thing, you can see it manifesting in your hand. I mean, look how many more things you do on your phone and how less you spend time in front of your computer. I mean, that's digital transformation, isn't it?
Yep. Absolutely.
So I want to ask you about, as a business owner, when we transform digitally, that means that we acquire new technology, and that creates efficiencies on the one hand, opportunity on the one hand, but it also creates disruption on the other hand. What I mean by that is, as you explained to us, it creates efficiencies, but then we have to learn new things about those efficiencies, which is where we need help. So on the one hand, maybe we can have less payroll because we don't need the same people to do the old jobs. But on the other hand, we need new expertise that we have to pay for. So digital transformation may not save you a lot of money, but it will adjust how you write checks, right? You have to realize that. Am I right?
Yeah, it is a big deal. And I think one of the most difficult things right now is the amount of change and the need for people to help you build your infrastructure is just so pressing, and you absolutely have to hire the right people who are business savvy as well as application savvy. And that's a very hard thing to find. People are just not, and I sort of look back to the schools. I don't think they're doing a good enough job, and it's one of my dreams is to help that situation somehow, but we really need to bring people into the marketplace who have that combination of business and customer savvy and the whole technical side of things and what works best. You really have to diagram it. You really have to understand what you're trying to achieve. And sometimes you have to give up something. Sometimes you have to say, okay, well, it's not going to be possible to take that data and put it over here, so we have to have a little manual entry for a while and figure it out. So the actual act of transforming your business,
yeah,
is something you have to diagram and work out very carefully.
I really worry about, though, and I'm going to give you an example in a minute, of small business owners who digitally transform so much. They think they're being like a big company. They think they're being smart. They think they're being, you know, being impressive and sophisticated. They do it so much that they lose the special sauce element. And here's an example.
Mm-hmm.
A small business that you and I both know only have three employees, counting the owner, and yet they don't answer their phone. A machine answers
mm-hmm.
their phone.
Kristen, I agree.
That is horrible.
I helped introduce
voicemail. That's the worst thing in the world.
I've been sorry about that ever since. You really should not ask your customer to press one for this and two for that. And please listen carefully as our menus change, which is
yeah.
total baloney.
Yeah.
You really have to answer your phone.
You got to pick
up
the phone.
I had my cell phone number as my phone, huh?
Yeah, you got to answer the phone. I mean, people. That's the first differentiator between you and the big guys, the people who don't care about you.
Yeah.
If you think corporate America cares about you folks, I'm sorry. They cannot care about you. I'm not saying they're bad people. It's not in their, in their world or their makeup to care about you. They can't care about you. There are too many of you in their world. You have to go to Main Street to be cared about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree with that. I think things get out of whack when a company gets too big.
I mean,
it becomes a community onto itself.
Right. So never let your employee, your customers touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. And that includes answering the phone. What else do we need to know about it?
I think we just need to make sure that we don't put all of our eggs into one basket. I see that all the time in digital marketing where people come to me and they say, well, I tried social and I tried SEO or whatever, and it didn't work. Well, yes, that's correct. It doesn't work because your customers are everywhere and you need to be everywhere. And you have to understand how to use each one of those channels and do it cost effectively, but you need to kind of be wherever they are.
You can't do everything.
So that's,
that's the reason you have to look at all these choices, not as all the things you're supposed to be doing, but what your choices are that fit you, that fit your goals and your time frame and your budget. All those things have to be taken into consideration, right?
Yeah, and what your customers need. You need to start there.
Thank you. Say that again. This is going to be in the test, folks. Say it again, Kristen.
So the first thing to do is map out what your customers are expecting in order to be delighted with your business. What are they expecting from you?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
And then that's how you build, that's how you start the digital transformation process. And everything else comes from there.
ShivagoPartners.com, ZH on the front of that. Is that right, Kristen, ShivagoPartners.com?
Yep.
All right. Hey, Kristen. Yep. Oh, but the book is Roadmap to Revenue, by the way. Hey, Kristen, will you come back again?
I'd love to, Jim. Always fun.
You're always welcome here. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.